talking today with Tim Luss, National Sorghum Producers. Tim, let's talk a little bit about, first of all, this 2012 growing season. It's been a tough year in the Midwest, to some extent also here in the Southwest as well. But I know that maybe sorghum's fared a little bit better than some of the reports we're getting on corn country.
Well, no doubt about it. Drought tolerance in sorghum this year has been a great opportunity for it to shine in many locations. It was able to hold on and survive and go dormant until we did get rains here in the last 2 weeks. And now, of course, in some areas, it's a little bit of a race against frost. But a lot of areas certainly has a good crop, or a decent crop at least, that's going to be harvested. Now, there are extremes, from South Texas all the way up to Nebraska, where it just didn't get any rain until it was too late. And in those areas where there's nothing, well, certainly it's tough losses for producers. And one of the reasons we focused heavily on crop insurance several years ago, and things like the increase in the sorghum price election, certainly going to be helpful for those producers that didn't make a crop. Certainly with market opportunities, those that the crop did hold on and are going to make a crop, we have some good market prices.
Are you finding, I know we've really seen over the last several years that curve downward on acreage of sorghum being planted. Are you feeling like maybe you've reached that turning point?
Yes, we're up about 700,000 acres nationwide this year, and look for a big increase in acres again next year, and moving back towards probably what's a little bit more stable level for us, back in some of those ranges where we've been. I think with good weather patterns and some other challenges, we've had a lot of growers that moved away from sorghum for a couple of years that are coming back now.
Let's talk a little bit about farm policy, if we might. Obviously, we're trying to see what's going to happen with the House Agriculture Committee's passed bill. At this point, do you feel, what in your mind are the chances of getting something done this fall?
Well, I think we have a chance to get something done this fall. I think there's a lot of momentum, a lot of push from a lot of different directions to make it happen. There's challenges. We knew that it was an election year. We knew going into this year that it was going to be a tough money situation, and there were going to be a fair number of policy differences between different geographic areas of the country and different groups. So, I don't think any of that should be really surprising to us. I mean, I think if you would have done this interview a year ago, we would have sat here and predicted all of this. I just think when we get in the heat of the battle, people get tired, emotions get short, and you kind of act like these things are a surprise. So I think you have to step back and say that this is a farm bill process. There's a reason why they only happen once every 5 years, and there's a fair amount of perseverance that has to happen in these processes. So with that being said, we're really looking forward to coming back here and trying to figure out and how that we'll go forward. Certainly we have strong leadership, Chairman Lucas and Chairman Stabenow, Chairwoman Stabenow. So, I think there's opportunities to find a way through this and to move forward to the finish line and get a bill done. It may be after the election. I think that's maybe a reality of timeline. Hopefully it's before. But if it is after, I think our board's key focus is let's get good policy for farmers that's going to last for the next 5 years. Let's get that as soon as we possibly can, but let's not sacrifice quality for a quick timeline.
So you're not as worried about getting it done in September. It doesn't seem like there's much, just not a lot of momentum yet.
It's just a tough situation. I mean, I think there's just a lot of in a close election year like you have with a lot of the issues going on. It's tough. Now, certainly with some of the disaster situations we have and some of the legislation that's there, perhaps there's some opportunities to have that part of the process help move us forward. We're hopeful that it moves forward quickly and can be done in that September time frame. But ultimately, we just need to get it done this year, and, that's critical for us.
Some talk about a possible one-year extension. Would that be helpful in your mind?
I think that when people say a one-year extension, what does that really mean? What programs get extended? What programs don't get extended? So making blanket statements related to that can probably get you in trouble. I think the challenge that there is even in a one-year extension, there's going to be some really tough decisions have to be made. Most people say that if you're in a one-year extension, you're probably going to have some cuts associated with that. So, you know, I'm probably a believer in our organization, probably a believer of that, you know, we've really talked through this for over a year now. And probably the opportunity is this year to go ahead and get this done and move forward. By the same token, you know, ultimately there's a lot of moving parts and a lot of issues that could change as we progress through the next several days and weeks that could make that change. But I think the opportunity is really here this fall to get this done.
Secretary or Chairman Lucas has got, of course, some options, some choices in the commodity title for producers. Are you a little more comfortable with that than the one-size-fits-all approach of the Senate?
Certainly. I don't think it's any secret that our organization's been very positive of what's been proposed by the House Ag Committee and Chairman Lucas, and very supportive of the approach that's being taken there. And so, you know, I think we're very hopeful that the House-type policy moves forward. Price protection is important to our membership, and at some level, not saying exactly what all those details have to be, and understand there's differences, but certainly that's an important component to us. So we're very happy with the House bill as it's currently setting.
A lot of talk about the value of crop insurance. You mentioned the fact that we've been able to more equalize crop insurance for the grain sorghum industry. Are you hopeful that we'll be able to hang on to most of what we've got with crop insurance now?
You know, I think so, and I think this year's just a testament of how important it's became. I mean, I think that if we didn't have crop insurance today like we do, let's face it, the government would be in a very serious discussion now about how they spent billions and billions of dollars in disaster assistance that's not budgeted at a time where we have a very serious financial situation in our country. So, you know, I think it just reiterates the reason why insurance is important. I'm sure when the numbers come out this year, there will be a lot of concern and a lot more focus on insurance because the dollars are going to be large. You know, by any indication, the dollars paid back out to producers are going to be large. But I think it also reflects the magnitude of this drought, and that when you go back, you know, all the way to the 1800s and really compare this to other droughts, this one is very significant. Obviously, it's a little early to know exactly what that final yield situation is going to be, but a huge amount of the country, a very tough situation, and crop insurance is there to allow them to continue to get their loans, continue to produce the food and fiber that's going to be needed for the country and the world next year, and to allow the agriculture industry to continue to help be a key driver in the U.S. economy.
One last question, Tim. That has to do with ethanol. We're seeing a real battle right now. A lot of governors piling on regarding a waiver for the RFS, Texas governor, New Mexico governor, among those from sorghum country. You know, I know that sorghum industry in general has been very supportive of what we do with the ethanol industry.
No doubt about it. You know, we're very supportive of the RFS and believe that there was a lot of thought that went into policy. Has everything came out exactly the way it was proposed? No, but there's a lot of safeguards and a lot of things that are put in play in the policy that allow a lot of flexibility going forward. So, frankly, a lot of knee-jerk reactions right now and calling for changes in policy at this point in time, we just feel are very premature without knowing where the situation is at. And so we're very strongly supportive of the RFS and allowing the process to move forward and markets to work. You know, we continue to hear about changes in different grains moving to different geographic areas. We continue to hear about how the market adjusts. And ultimately, we believe the market will adjust and we will be able to move forward.
Executive Director of the National Sorghum Producers, Tim Luss, visiting with us at the 2012 Great Plains Sorghum Conference on the campus of Kansas State University in Manhattan, Kansas. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.